Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. We have never known more about the ocean than we do today. The Nippon Foundation and others are dedicated to mapping 100% of the ocean floor. Various major foundations have tripled down on support of marine science, particularly in marine protected areas worldwide. But despite all, progress has proven slow, not just for lack of resources, but for the various standing organizations doing the research and allocating or receiving the funds. The UN sits at the apex of the international structure. The two primary subsets in the United States are, first, the national government organizations, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, and the National Science Foundation, and second, the universities, institutes, and certain large non-governmental organizations with special interest and capacity. Available funds are specifically targeted, often multi-year, competitive, peer-reviewed, and published in academic journals, occasionally amplified by conference, the press, and social media. My inbox receives a constant stream of such reports and results and invitations where this work is shared almost exclusively with other scientists and policymakers in a delimited digital echo chamber of incremental progress, with occasionally a dramatic discovery. I call this collective endeavor the Ocean Apparat. The apparat has its own sense of time, its own esoteric language, its own competitiveness, its own meetings, its own rituals, its own acolytes, its own hierarchy and exclusivity that is not particularly interested or motivated to share the records and revelations beyond itself, a press release, a newsletter announcement, or to reward an occasional rebel who attempts to reach outside the chamber to the public, to you and me, who are the underlying financiers and overlying beneficiaries of the entire endeavor. The apparat has its own complex architecture, divided into silos and substructures by scientific interest, discipline, geography, and patronage. Regardless of intent, it is a tightly enclosed circle. How might it change? Here are some ideas. First, all grants must be cross-cutting. That is, built into the proposal team and budget, they must include interdisciplinary connection, multiple points of view, evinced by the interests and the institutional identity of the investigators and the intended outcomes. The research is focused, but the team must be additionally inclusive of scientific disciplines, diverse identity and location, as indicative of a process that conjoins pure science with social perspectives and insists on a communication strategy that reaches other experts and policymakers, educators, and curious individuals through broad, accessible public distribution. What if funding proposals included such individuals, qualified in such expertise, that would add interpretations to the research results, suggestions for additional inquiry, or applications for use? What if every grant required a secondary school educator to be part of the team and some form of curricular outcome to be part of the final evaluation? What if every grant required a journalist or an artist to track the research experience in narrative and visualization that would enable the investigators to explain their methods, their challenges and frustration, their explanations and speculations as means to extend and enrich their experience? In his famous 1959 Reed lecture, the English novelist C.P. Snow lamented the modern separation of, quote, the two cultures, science from the arts, the two fundamental poles of human intellectual activity. In the apparat described, that separation persists. In a system as interconnected as the ocean, what if we advanced a similarly integrated response to research questions posed and to the larger, related challenges we face through the reconciliation of this false dichotomy, through a humanizing process that opens the apparat to successful connection and communication within and with us all? Another positive step toward rescue. R for renewal, E for environment, S for society, C for collaboration, U for understanding, and E for engagement. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is distributed by the Public Radio Exchange and the Pacifica Network for use by college and community radio stations worldwide. Find us wherever you listen to podcasts and at worldoceanobservatory.org, where the full catalog of World Ocean Radio episodes is now searchable by theme. Find the Rescue series by clicking on the Solutions banner.